Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside. I'm so happy.
Little Chicago bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, 17 Till. Glad you're still with me. And got our good friend John Audette, a blast from the past. John's a founding member of our Brain Trust. We lost him for a while, but he's back now. The founder and CEO of 406 Strategies. We're talking about some new tools that are available. These really are new tools. But you know, John, one of the things I want to point out, something I learned a long time ago that I think is still valid. When you're trying to do marketing, when you're trying to reach customers, you should never use one resource. You should never use only newspaper, only television, only radio, only the internet. Customers respond more to companies when they see them in more than one place. When you're trying to reach them in more than one place, and every one of these mediums have their own benefit. And what I want people to do is I want them to get good at local search, online search, but I don't want them to think that that's the only way to reach customers. It's one of the tools they need to add to their arsenal, right?
Well, it's just a piece, and you know, not only is internet marketing just a piece, local search is just a piece of internet marketing. I mean, I call the basics of local search marketing, you know, kind of it's a building block, and the way I refer to it is it's kind of like brushing your teeth. It's not going to make you rich or famous, but you have to do it,
right?
Because people aren't going to find you in the yellow pages anymore. They're going to whip out their smartphone, their iPad, their computer, and that's where they're looking for information.
Right.
And so you have to be there.
You can cross-collateralize. This is another thing I think is important. You can cross-collateralize. You can mention, you know, something, an online capability in a newspaper ad or a radio ad or a TV ad or something like that. You cross-collateralize these things, don't you?
You do, and that's another conversation you and I will have to have in the future, but we're coming up with a one-of-a-kind product. I'm not going to pitch it here, but basically our working name for it is the 406 Cockpit, and it's going to give small businesses the opportunity to track and measure and compare their marketing campaigns no matter what medium they're in. And they can compare apples to apples, and they can see exactly how their newspaper campaign is performing compared to the radio campaign, compared to their
interesting
AdWords campaign at Google,
and that won't necessarily tell you to drop one or the other. It'll just tell you where maybe to adjust the language you use, maybe it's your copy that's not working right, but it also might tell you where to commit your, you know, how to realign your assets, right?
Oh, absolutely. It gives you basically the knowledge to make informed decisions in terms of allocating your budgets.
Let's get back into the local search. I want to make sure that this segment we spend some more time on that. Tell us what we need to know about this.
Well, with the yellow pages gone, you know, I saw a list the other day that AOL said 25 things that are dying in America, and it was kind of funny because on the list
were they on the list?
Yellow Pages was on the list.
No, I meant AOL. They should have put themselves on their own list as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John. Sorry about that.
Well, outhouses were on the list, and Yellow Pages were on the list. And I think to myself, you know, if outhouses came back, we'd have a use for Yellow Pages.
Okay, that's a good one. All right. Moving along.
The sea change occurred at the end of last year with Google Places, and then also over time with the proliferation of smartphones.
Yeah.
And Q4 of 2010, was the first time in history that more smartphones were sold than PCs. And so all this is leading to this, as I say, this localization wave. And when someone is looking for something now, they pull out their smartphone.
I told my audience, and I have been telling them now for over a year and a half, maybe 2 years, if you're a small business owner and you don't own a smartphone, don't let the sun go down on you without getting one. I don't care how much it costs. I don't care how much expensive you think they are. Get one and start using it. Start using the apps, because this is what your customers are doing, and you won't know what they want or what they need if you can't keep up with them. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. You need to know, you know, the behavior of your consumer.
Yeah.
So the basic step, we have a service, and people can do this on their own as well. But the nice thing about this, by the way, Jim, is that it's reasonably priced. You know, the Yellow Pages really gouged small business for years. They had a monopoly, and the pricing to do these things is so modest.
And this is to get your business positioned so that when there is a local search, when somebody says pepperoni pizza in Peoria, if you sell pepperoni in Peoria, you show up pretty high on the list in your area for that search.
Exactly right. And the way you do that is by distributing your business information accurately, correctly, to the dominant and important places on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ecosystem out there. As you know, Google is
dominant. Give us your website, John.
It's 406strategies.com.
406strategies.com. We come back. I'm going to ask John, where are those places that we should be showing up accurately and correctly? After these messages, Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Down the street one day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.